Jeez, everybody remembers.
Well, we didn't sit in the pew. It's a box with a table in the middle, cover on it, and books.
A square of seats.
And then we sat in these very narrow benches. Remember, we had cushions. We were lucky. But there was this wood, this marble thing behind me, and I couldn't sit back because it was digging into me. So that was uncomfortable.
Yes, everybody had their seat, and if there was a visitor coming, sat in their seat. And then they would come and get dirty looks.
Which is really weird, because you always went the same one. You always went the same. We were one from the back, not the back one. As you come in the door now, right up the other end, left-hand side, not the very back one, but one from the back. We all sat in that one. But presumably, if I went along my sister, we would have needed more than one. And I can't remember if we sat that one and the back one, or that one and the one in front.
It was when you go in church on the right hand side, and I can't mind how many seats it was in. 6 or 7 seats anyway. And I was sat there. And James Russell, that's Yvonne Doyle's grandfather, he sat at her back. And if his parents were there without her parents and was no behaving, he gave us a tap on the shoulder.
There was nobody on this side, everybody was on this side.
And he was the door.
Yep.
Yeah. As they came in, they go to their seats. But yeah, and we were separated.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yes.
Opposite sides.
Opposite sides. Mm. There was no carry-all, yes. Yeah. And I sat next to the organ so that I could peer across at Ed Brown trying to play the organ. I sat with my parents and little sister in a pew just behind the Banks family from Smiddy Banks and Margaret's Hope. And that family sat just behind the Grey family pew and the Grey memorial. I used to sit and study the impressive knots and grains of the wood in the pew, and I surely must have learnt quite a bit from the sermons of Mr. Steen, the minister, as well.